Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another edition of This Just In.
Hello.
I'm here with Liliana Mata from Spanish Pod.
Hola.
Catherine Mathis from Italian Pod.
Ciao.
And Leonardo Guerrero from Marketing.
Yo, what's up?
Or from Customer Service.
Right? Customer Service Manager, please.
Manager. Sorry. All right, so we're here again. We have two girls and two guys, kind of to make it a little bit more dynamic because, well, some people were saying that our show is a little bit sexist.
It is.
We don't have enough
girls.
It
is, you macho maldito.
It was just say, let's just say a little hormone heavy.
Hormone heavy? Mm. Testosterone heavy.
Testosterone, yeah. But that's what makes it, like, pretty interesting.
Yeah.
For dudes.
Exactly.
No, actually, our fans are girls, most of them.
Exactly.
Right?
So
we're here to help mix it up a little
bit. Exactly.
Get some male fans.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, fair enough.
You're going to have to work hard, though.
Yeah, right. For what?
To get the male fans.
Yeah.
Speak for yourself.
All right. So on this occasion, we're going to talk about the normal things. Let's start with the lessons coming up next week.
Ooh, yeah. Lesson.
All right. For Monday, we have a sports lesson. We're going to be talking about skiing.
You see testosterone all the way.
What? Skiing is not testosterone.
Yeah, what about, like, have you done anything of beauty parlor, dieting, exercising, yoga?
Well, we're doing...
Yoga is sport.
Yoga is not
ballet
a sport.
Ballet is sport.
It's a discipline.
Yeah, you try to do one class of yoga, and we'll see if
you'll be in
if
tears.
Exactly, if you don't call that sport.
I went once, man. They destroyed me.
Yeah, he was almost crying, seriously.
Why do you go to yoga?
What do you mean, why?
A lot of guys go. It's a room full of women.
Apart from the obvious.
It's really good for your health. It's really good for your mind. It's a really great way to relax after a long day of work, but also to...
How can you relax when, like, a trainer is breaking your body in half?
They're not. No. You know, most of it is you control it yourself. You're allowed to kind of flex as much as...
You know, it's good, but it's so expensive.
And wait. And it's not a trainer. In yoga, you don't have trainers.
You have an instructor.
You have an instructor or a master.
A master.
Yeah. Shifu.
Sounds kinky.
But when it comes to skiing, I'm curious what kind of skiing are you talking about? Downhill, slalom,
well, we're
going to
be looking
country.
At downhill skiing, but like just the basic
wait,
stuff.
Wait. But we're in the middle of the summer. Can we talk about water skiing?
It's the winter for some people.
Yeah, it's winter
Australia.
In Chile.
Yeah, Chile.
I never think.
South Africa.
I know you never think. We get that.
Like, what?
Wait.
So is it... It's just normal skiing. It's not like biathlon where you get to shoot at things.
You shoot at things while you're skiing?
Biathlon is where you ski cross country and at the same time you have to stop and like shoot things.
With an arrow?
With
yes.
a gun.
Biathlon.
It's very stupid. I think it's a stupid
it's
sport.
It's a new Olympic sport.
It's an Olympic sport?
Yeah.
Come on. Imagine you are going to fall and you shoot someone like... It's really dangerous.
You
I
know
think.
What they should make
I
an Olympics?
I think they're professionals. I think they can probably...
They got to be professional. What about the beginning?
I think Canadian invented that sport because...
It was not Canadian.
What is
Scandinavian.
It then?
Yes.
Oh, well, Scandinavians. Just so they have another sport to win a medal.
Yeah.
Careful what you say. I'm Scandinavian.
You're like 1.0 -5.
Scandinavian wannabe.
My mom had Swedish citizenship until she was 23, so...
Okay.
So bam, in your face.
Okay.
You know what they should make an Olympic sport? Paintball. That's a challenging
paintball.
Sport.
Paintball.
Yeah.
That's not a challenging sport.
Yeah, it is.
No, it's not.
Like, why not? If like shooting at a target is an Olympic sport, why not shooting at other people?
With paint?
But I think it doesn't go with the...
Do you want to use real?
It's also a team sport, so would it...
That's not... I'm sorry. That cannot be...
You know which one
game.
Is really cool, though? Summer games, kayaking.
That's cool.
Really. Oh, yeah. Have you seen it? Like, they go down a hill, well, in a river. Kinda.
Waterfalls and...
Yeah, but it's all artificial. It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Okay, focus. Okay.
All right.
Second
so
lesson.
We're going to be talking about skiing. Well, you know, boots, skis, downhill, and just some basic stuff that you
are
need
gonna
to
talk
know.
About
hill?
Broken arms? Because every time my friends go skiing, someone comes home with a broken arm.
How do you break
That's
your
true.
Arm?
True.
You fall down.
True.
What about snowboarding? Anybody snowboard?
I do snowboard.
I do.
I'm a master of snowboarding.
Me
no,
too.
Not.
Oh, yeah. Bring it on.
All right. On Wednesday, we're going to be looking at a dialogue called Job Well Done. So basically giving praise to somebody for doing a good job.
Sounds...
What kind of job?
So basically you're giving a presentation and it goes really well. So somebody's like, wow, you did a really good job.
Great job.
So this could also be at school. You know, when you give a presentation at school and your teacher says, hey, great job. Really good job today.
So, like, all the stuff that you would say, like, wow, you really blew me away, or that was incredible and stuff like
that. I was impressed.
Blew me away?
Yeah. And on Friday, we're going to be looking at getting a phone plan. We're going to be getting a mobile phone plan.
So this is the States where, of course, if you want to have a phone, you actually have to go to a company, a phone company like AT&T.
Yeah, they're
or
tricky.
Or Verizon. And you have to buy like a year plan.
They're tricky because they say, oh, come and buy an iPhone for only $200. But it's like $200 plus a like
3-year
five years contract.
No, they're like their total is like $800 phone and the contract with their company.
Yeah, there's
they're nasty. I think
you're nasty.
No, you are. But seriously, in the States, I think it's the worst to have a cell phone. It's so expensive.
And you have to pay for texts sometimes if you don't get the right plan. Like
no, and you have
over
to give out all
minutes.
Your information. Like if you were buying a house, it's like I remember when I lived there, I was like, "What is your social security number?" I'm like, "I'm Mexican, dude. I don't have one."
It's so hard to get it because
and it's impossible to cancel it. When I moved away from the States, we still had a plan for like 6 months because it was part of a group plan.
Yeah,
and I couldn't stop it.
You want to stop it? You got to pay like hundreds of dollars.
Yeah, and then I couldn't use my phone. You can't use your phone that you bought with AT&T. You can't take the card out because there's a lock on it.
Yeah, you have to bring it to China.
Yeah.
And they do their magic. Yeah.
Oh, that's so aggravating.
It is interesting because like everyone, especially with the new iPhones and stuff, they're like $100, but you can only get it with AT&T, and like a lot of people are frustrated about it.
Yeah, because AT&T is not, no offense to AT&T, but it's not one of my favorite services. Yeah.
I had Singular when I was there.
I had Verizon.
It seems like a good plan, though, because for like $30...
Can you hear me now?
For $30, you can get like 5,000 minutes. I'm going to kill you.
Okay, so
it's a pretty good deal. For $30, you can get like 5,000 minutes, or you can speak on weekends for free.
But I actually finished those minutes.
How do you finish 5,000 minutes?
I seriously
girls,
did.
Girls, man, it's girls. Girls stop. You know, they just talk and talk and talk.
No, you have to get the right plan. So I got the one where it was like free nights and weekends anywhere
in the
U.S.
Best. Yeah.
And so like I'd always call my parents on the weekends. I'd call my friends at night and like, you know, if you're in school or something, it's not a big deal because you're not really calling people all during the day. But
yeah, also if you work, you know, like at work, you use a work phone. Mm-hmm. And when you go out after 6, it's free, right?
So exactly.
You can go out and
stuff. Well, I always passed.
How many minutes do you use now? I don't think you use more than 5,000 minutes.
I have no idea. The thing is that here in China, you do everything by text. In the U.S., you don't text that much. You call because it's so cheap, right?
Yeah.
But here
it's super cheap.
Yeah, it's very cheap.
Like I spent no more than $15 per month, and I talk and text unlimited.
Mm. But you know, it's getting annoying that they text way too much.
They text back to
there
you?
There was an article in the States like maybe the average teenager averages 4,000 texts a month.
Wow. Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah, I remember in other places you would have supposedly unlimited text, but it was actually 5,000 because it's considered a number that you will not text 5,000 a month, right?
People do.
But people do. They like they went over it, so they had to like increase the value of it or something.
Yeah, because it's so difficult. It's like, okay, I'll see you there. Where? Here. Okay, what time? What, like, you know, it's back and forth instead of, I don't know, you get lazy to write the whole thing.
Yeah.
So would you just go back and forth? It's even, we're stupid.
But have you seen how skilled you get at texting now?
It's
not with an iPhone,
bad.
Though.
With an iPhone, you
it's
don't.
Just like, wah, wah, wah. Like, it's like your thumbs are huge. And you just
yes, it's true.
But like before, remember when you had to text each button? So it would be like JK.
A, B, C,
It was so fast. People would be like, and not even looking at their keypad.
You know, I saw once in TV, they did a contest, like a guy texting a little message. So he had to text it, and the competition was against a guy who does the SOS thing, like...
The Morse code?
Morse code.
Was it Morse code or Telegram, which is the same thing?
Morse code.
So, they did a contest to see who will test it first, who will send it first. And the guy from the Telegram won.
Yeah, really?
They're so fast. Like
because they do it letter by letter, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, they have short codes.
Exactly. He won.
He won, yeah. That's my point.
Thanks for your insight.
Oh, you're welcome. So you should buy a telegram or something.
You should buy a telegraph. We should go back to basics. Forget the iPhone. Get a telegraph. All right. Now it's time for us to take a look at the country of the week.
What is the country of the week?
Well, it's the country. Each week we're choosing a country that has a lot of users or a lot of visitors. Mm-hmm. And but we don't see them too much on the comment section of the site. So
Italy.
No.
France.
No.
Spain.
Russia.
No, no. We already had Russia, Brazil, Japan. This time, it's China.
China!
China!
Wow. Yeah, we have a lot of users.
China.
Right.
Yeah.
So we have a lot of users from China, but not really a lot of them actually comment on the second.
Comment! Comment, guys.
Yeah.
Don't be afraid. Everyone's very nice.
Yeah. There's a lot of people there, and we also have a lot of native.
There's 1.3, actually. 1.3 billion.
1.3 billion. Yeah.
That's a lot of people. You said there's a lot of people there. There's
I know.
A lot of people on the site.
Oh, okay.
And also thanks to our users, our native users, who actually correct a lot of the grammar mistakes that other users are making. We have Stevester.
Stevester.
Hey, Stevester.
Well, Stevester, actually, he's a Spanish pod user.
Yeah. And yeah. He helps you with your English,
he's
right?
All over the place.
Yeah.
Is he on Chinese pod as well? Do you know?
Sometimes.
I don't know.
I don't know.
Yeah, he's my teacher.
We also have user 2048.
Hey, 2048's on Italian pod.
Really?
Hey, user 2048. What's up? Ciao. Come va?
He's also on there, and he takes a look at what some people write and makes some minor corrections as well.
That's nice.
Yeah, high five to all those that help, because it's great.
Yeah, and also again to Maxim, he's kind of a legend on the site now. He basically transcribes every single lesson.
He is amazing.
Yeah, I know.
I cannot believe he actually does that.
No, I'm definitely impressed. And he's also a PhD candidate. I don't remember.
Yeah, that. Yeah.
So he's probably used to long hours studying and working and has a very good work ethic. So
yeah, he's from Russia. So
he's Russian.
Yeah, he's Russian.
Wow.
Maxim. Thank you guys for helping out. We really appreciate it. And anything else you guys want to add?
Michael Jackson died.
Oh, well, yeah, the news.
Should we talk about the King of Pop?
The King of Pop died.
I'm so sad.
There are mixed feelings about this all over the world, right? Some people are like,
I know. And it's terrible. I mean, I understand where people, I mean, I know that, yeah, he was not guilty, actually, for the charges.
He was accused and brought the trial.
Yes. And the trial was like 5 months and all that. But in the end, people are going to remember him for his talent.
Yeah.
I mean, he's an icon.
And they should. We all grew up with him. You know, how many kids when they're 10 tried to moonwalk and fell on their faces?
I didn't grow up with him.
What are you talking about? Yes, you did.
No.
He's 80s, man.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I'm 80s.
I'm 80s as well.
I was born in 84.
Me too. Yeah. I mean, come on, guys.
He obviously suffered from mental illness and had a lot of issues and, mm-hmm. you know, had health issues as well. And, you know, dying at 50, that's really young.
Yeah,
and,
he was 50.
You know, for someone to have been so talented and to, to struggle with that for so long, I feel kind of, I don't know. I'm not an apologist, but I think he should be remembered for being the King of Pop and for giving the world a lot of amazing music and for influencing a whole generation of musicians.
True. A lot of musicians. I heard they're going to have some type of tribute to the King of Pop. And from what I know, a lot of hip-hop artists, rappers, pop stars as well were influenced by Michael Jackson, so I'm sure a lot of
P. Diddy tweeted about it today.
He did? Mm-hmm. What did he say?
He was saying he's going to be missed, and he's going to send his prayers to Jacko's family, and, you know, that he was just an influential figure in his life.
Yeah, Quincy Jones.
Quincy Jones.
I think
Quincy
Thriller.
Jones produced Thriller.
Yeah.
Yes.
I think Thriller is still the most sold album in history.
You know, he actually sold 750 million albums.
Of Thriller?
Mm. No.
Oh, total?
Total.
Oh.
I mean, that's 750 million. Yeah. That's incredible. That's
ridiculous.
What, like, three times the U.S. or something? It's ridiculous. Yeah. It's amazing.
Yeah, anyway. It's great. So, yeah, a great artist, and I really wished I could have been able to see him live.
Yeah, that would have been amazing.
That I would have loved to see was him.
Tell me about that.
Like, I was watching a video of one of his concerts, and he's such a good performer. Like, everything's like synchronized to be perfect, you know?
And it lasts.
Well, and he
like
wrote his music, and he wrote the lyrics, and he danced, and he was just 100% performer.
Yeah.
That's, I think, rare these days.
Yeah, true. So, well,
That's it for today.
Rest in peace, Michael
Jackson. Rest in peace, Michael Jackson. And we'll say goodbye with some Michael Jackson.
Ow!
All right, we'll see you guys next time.
Bye.
Bye. It's supposed to